David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 83, Burnt Toast. Last week I wrote about the issues booking into our hotel in Melbourne, and tonight we've just discovered that our tour management company have given us the wrong information for our flight. In our information booklet, it says that we are meant to be flying tomorrow. However, we've just found out that our flight has actually departed today. We only found this out by chance because we needed to book on an extra item of luggage. And when we typed in our flight number, we were informed that the flight had actually already departed earlier that day. In fairness to the tour management company, they were probably too busy making sure that we were armed with facts such as how to refer to female breasts and erections in Australian slang. And the incidental stuff like getting from A to B and having somewhere to sleep kind of got a bit forgotten. Which is understandable. Presumably next time around, they'll be able to concentrate on those little incidental things, safe in the knowledge that we've already been primed with the requisite list of phrases to be able to survive in such a vastly different country as Australia. Unless they decide to advance our Australian knowledge further by maybe providing us with a list of handy facts about the country, or maybe an instructional section on how to play the didgeridoo, throw a boomerang, 101 essential neighbours facts, 101 essential home and away facts, in which case we might run into similar problems next year. I would maybe start off with sorting out the flights and the hotel first, and then maybe, if there's time, compile the facts section afterwards. But I suppose we're in the Southern Hemisphere, and so it's only natural that things should be done upside down. Having said all this, if anyone from the tour management company is reading this, in your case listening to this, good choice, by the way, listening to it. Very discerning people at the tour management company. Please don't take any of this to heart and consequently refuse to work with us again, thus eliminating our full career in Australia. I am jibing at you merely for mildly comic effect and because nothing much else has happened today. And I need to write about something for a daily blog that I'm doing for free for a few hundred people on the internet. I would delete what I have written, but it's getting late and I am falling asleep as I write this. And so I really can't afford to start this dollop again. Please accept this as justification and don't pull the plug on our Australian folk career. I wonder, though, that if they did pull the plug, would our Australian folk career travel down the plug hole in the opposite direction to how it would if we were in England? Actually, that's an interesting thought. Maybe the tour management company could put that fact in their next booklet. I'm writing this part of the dollop in bed at 6 a.m. in the morning. We've moved on through time now. I would have left a bit of a more of a pause to indicate the passing of time, but we really haven't got time because I've got to get this done. But I've actually now wasted time. I've got to be at the hotel in the next 40 minutes, so I need to hurry up. I can smell toast, which I assume is because breakfast is being cooked in the hotel. However, I remember hearing from someone that apparently one of the warnings that you're about to have a stroke is being able to smell burnt toast. At the moment, the toast doesn't smell burnt, although I am now lying here paranoid in case the toast does start to smell like it's burning. I am pretty sure that breakfast isn't served until 6:30 in the hotel, so is it a bit premature for me to be able to smell toast? If you're about to have a stroke, then do you immediately smell burnt toast, or do you smell the toast cooking first and then burning? Any doctors listening to this? I mean, it's quite an intellectual blog, so I wouldn't be surprised. If I smell burnt toast, and I know that there is definitely no toast cooking in the vicinity, then it might suggest that I'm about to have a stroke. But if I smell toast that isn't burnt, and there is no toast cooking in the vicinity, does that just mean that I've been given even more warning time, and that I should probably seek medical help before the toast starts to smell like it's burning? Plus, it's unlikely that I'll know for certain that there is definitely no toast cooking anywhere near where I am. Perhaps I should keep my neighbours' numbers to hand just in case I start to smell toast. Then I can give them a quick call just to establish that they're not cooking toast. And then I can work out whether to start worrying or not. Hello, Mrs. Wilson. Yes, sorry to bother you at 3 a.m, but I was wondering whether you are making toast. No, I didn't think it was likely at this time, but you never know, do you? And what with the whole burnt toast smelling thing being an early indicator of a stroke, I thought that I'd best check. Well, thank you, Mrs. Wilson. Sorry to bother you for 3 days in a row. Goodbye. Hello, Mrs. Wilson. Yeah, sorry to bother you again. I just thought I'd let you know that as soon as I put the phone down after talking to you, I sneezed and a bit of toast flew out of my nose. Not sure how it got up there, but I did have toast 3 days ago. So I suppose that explains the toast-smelling phenomena for the last 3 days. Sorry for the phone calls, Mrs. Wilson, but you can't be too careful, can you? I thought I'd act while the toast was still smelling nicely cooked, you know, just in case it started to burn. I mean, I'd be a fool to wait until the toast started smelling like it was burning before I did anything about it. Those extra few minutes might make all the difference. Best to be overcautious with these things. I'm sure you'll agree, Mrs. Wilson. Okay, well, I'll hang up now and let you get back to sleep. Goodbye, Mrs. Hang on. Oh, I don't seem to be able to move my left arm to put the phone down. Oh, well, never mind. I mean, it's probably just pins and needles. I'll just use my right hand. I'm sure the pins and needles will be gone by the time I wake up in the morning. I mean, they don't tend to last very long, do they? At least we figured out the toast smell, though, eh? And I can rest easy now. Goodbye, Mrs. Wilson. Well, that was a rather haphazard dollop, but I really must go now, as we have to be out of the hotel in the next, in this case now, the next 15 minutes, so I really must go. Goodbye!